Listen, we were pulling up to Walmart, and I looked over, and there's a bike on a trailer, and I couldn't tell what kind it was. And I'm just like, she was just driving, looking straight forward. I'm just like, I wonder what kind of bike that is. And without missing a beat, she doesn't even look at me, goes, probably one that works.
What did you write down?
Enjoy your dang Starbucks.
Walmart motorcycle, probably one that works.
Yeah. Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
We died. It was
yeah.
so
that is good.
Yeah.
That's good.
When I turn around,
enjoy
like
your
this.
Damn Starbucks car.
Listen.
Welcome to episode 53 of Coffee and Ketchup.
I don't have any material.
Want to go first, Darren?
I hope they couldn't hear that.
Oh, they're going to hear it. I'm going to cut it up and make sure they do. Oh. That's how old I am. I don't usually hear myself.
Hello.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Thank you for joining in. As my wonderful wife said, to episode 53, we've got a special one planned today. We've got some special guests on here. We're going to go through and introduce them real quick. For those who don't know, for to my right and the left side of your screen from me is my wonderful wife, lovely wife, Shelly Russ. We've been married for almost 4 years, I think.
That's not good.
Listen, I told you, I'm finna be in trouble after this episode, but that's all right, because we're going to still love each other. Brian?
My name is Brian, and I'm an addict.
Hey, Brian.
I'd like to welcome my beautiful girlfriend, Erin, along with me today. Thank you for coming on. You're so beautiful, and no one's probably going to watch the show if you don't come back. That's just how I feel about it. So,
that's true.
On,
this
baby.
This is the new tag in. Y'all got it for the next year. Derek?
My name is Derek Thomas. I've been on the show for 52 weeks now. To my left is my beautiful girlfriend, JJ.
Oh, you didn't read yours.
No, that's it. That's all I need to say.
That's it. Brian's got like 5 year beautifuls.
So,
he knows I'm a little bit shy.
Erin had a wonderful idea for our year anniversary.
So, wait a minute. Let me interrupt you. So, I have all the ideas for the guys, and she has all the ideas, too. That's cool, man. Go ahead. Sorry.
It's pretty awesome. So, she had a wonderful idea of us kind of coming on, having the lovely ladies on, and doing a few questions from the newlyweds game. We, I think a few people may have practiced.
We're not newlyweds.
The couple.
Well, it's based on the TV show called The Newlywed Game. So we're going to go through and kind of do some of these questions. We have not practiced. Some people have studied. But
may I interrupt you as I do sometimes, Chris?
Yeah.
So who brought the game? That's Erin. The first question. Erin brought the game.
We brought the game sealed. Y'all chose
okay,
the
so,
sealed, definitely.
Professionally yes, sealed.
I'm not going to argue that.
3.5 hours worth it took me to get that thing sealed back, by the way.
My question is, I'm very curious if you can go online and Google the couples game questions. Did y'all do that?
Didn't think of it, but I wished I had.
Erin's being very quiet over there.
I'm just like, we're going
to
win.
She's happy to be here.
No, we're going to win, and everybody knows it, and I just don't want, you know, I'm not going to deal with this. We're winning fair and square.
Fair and...
No further questions.
Square.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get started.
That smells like new. That's
Chris, do you want to explain how this is going to work?
Yeah, so if anybody has seen The Newlywed Game, remembers it from, I don't know, what, like the 40s or the 30s? I don't know when it was. It was a long time ago. We're going to read off a question. The ladies are going to write their answer down, and the guys are going to say it out loud. Then we're going to swap the board, answer the same question, see how many we can do right. We're going to play for a little bit, and hopefully we can play to 10. And see if somebody gets 10 points. Each correct answer is worth a point. And we're going to give this a shot, see how this goes. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. The American Dream.
I didn't say nothing.
Edit that out.
Is everybody ready?
Just one.
Yes, Chris, we're ready.
One quick second, Chris. What's the name of it again?
The New Way Game.
And brought to you from Coffee and Ketchup Studios, The Couples Game. Starring Derek and JJ, Chris and Shelley. Coming back as last year's winners, 3-year champions in a row, Aaron and Brian.
Did you really just do that?
Loved it, loved it. Just because we were the champions.
Is everybody ready? First question. So this will be the ladies answering about the guys.
Very good.
Y'all do not look at the board. Chris, do not look at the board.
Don't need to.
Keep
Derek.
The board away from it. What is the most boring thing we like to do together? Oh, well, this is just going to be one for the women to answer then, because that can't be a two-part question.
Correct.
What is the most boring thing we like to do together? Do we have answers locked in, ladies?
Answers are locked.
Would anybody like to go first?
I'll go ahead. Oh, you want to go first?
No, you go
no,
ahead.
No, I passed the...
Y'all are the champions anyway. We've never played this game before, but y'all are the champions, so go ahead.
Chris, that's an easy one for me. I'm going to say nothing, because everything we do together is exciting.
Like I said upstairs, I'll be amazed if anybody gets to 10 points in an hour.
Even that is fun.
Yeah. Derek, would you like to go now?
Sit on the back porch.
Yeah.
Nothing.
We had a few couples confused that their answer sheets got mixed up upstairs.
I'm looking at it right here, and I know mine.
I am also going to go with watch TV. Sit at home. What are we doing sitting at home?
Watching TV.
All right. But that does not count. It does not count. It does not count.
That was just a...
All right. That's a very generic.
All right. So, Shelly, you want to read this next one in?
I just knew we had that one.
Right. Who is the nerdier one?
I feel like this was not a fair question.
Are y'all locked in?
Yes. Yeah, this was fair. I liked where this was
not
going.
Fair for who?
It's, well, I don't know. I mean, this one should be pretty simple.
It is.
Everybody starting on that end.
Derek.
Derek.
1 point for Z and J.
Christopher.
Me.
Brian.
Yes!
You said it. I'm in there.
In there.
You're the third.
For your chance. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put them ones.
You think I'm a nerd?
And
for the throw.
You think I'm a nerd?
Out of the two of us, yeah.
I love it. I would have thought you too, Brian.
No.
They might not be kissing.
I love that one.
Is everybody ready? Is everybody ready? We can do a two-part for this one. This is also one. What's our favorite made-up word?
I know this one.
Am I doing your favorite made-up word?
It says R, so we may just do this one as a one-part question.
Yeah.
We'll just do this. What's our...
Like, our favorite word?
I don't know. They got to catch up. We'll let them have it.
Made-up word?
I got
Can we
one.
Give each
What's
other a
our
hint?
Favorite made-up word? No
so.
Hints.
So, something that we say or we call something?
Sure.
Which one? Can we pass? We don't have a made-up word.
I believe the two teams down here are just going to pass. We don't have a
word. Y'all really want to pass?
I would still like to answer.
Y'all have a made-up word? No,
yeah, we have a word.
Okay. What is it?
Y'all want to know what my answer is? Or you want to try to guess it? Do you have something written down, JJ?
I don't know that she's written anything down, but I think she'll love what I say when I say it.
Yeah,
we're good.
Y'all are good with that?
Yeah.
What would you think she was going to say?
I didn't know how she was going to spell it, but I thought she was going to go, mm-hmm.
Okay. That's not a made up word.
It's but that's the best thing I got.
Like that catchphrase?
It's like
made up word.
He says, I always said
for the tie, I'm going with pumpkin.
That's a real word.
Not with an N.
Not
with an N.
Google it.
It's a real word. We're just stopped.
Not with an N.
We're not. It's a three-way tie. Three-way tie. Congratulations.
You watched her right there.
Taking the round.
He watched.
Taking the round. Congratulations. Switchboards, everybody.
Good job, baby.
Thank you.
Please, Shelly, take it away.
I thought I'd miss it because I'm the nerdiest.
I want to pick this one.
I can't believe I'm nerdy.
I got 14 of them. Hang on.
One at a time, please.
Okay. Which one of us would walk out of a movie?
We know this.
I have no idea.
All right.
Answer in.
Everybody, Lot, who wants to go first?
I'll go ahead and get the point.
I would walk out of a movie.
Aaron, faux show.
Because I have done it before.
Faux show.
What did you say?
I would walk out of a movie.
All right.
Big question
down
here.
Down on the end.
To stay tied for the lead, D.
Yes.
All right, everybody.
The ladies don't respect
the
ticket.
No, they don't.
Well, I knew that's what it was going to be. Good job. I spent money on this. I'm not leaving.
Good job, everybody.
Okay. Back to the women. This is fun.
This is
fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Next question, everybody. Who are our best couple friends?
Oh.
I mean...
We don't have friends.
I know.
Sure.
That's when you give me hints.
Yeah, that's a good way to tell them how many spades you got over there. Can we go to the club after this? Did you see her ring she had on her hand?
While we're waiting on the show to put our answer in, I would like to say that whoever hung this right here, it looks mighty good.
It does. It looks
nice
fantastic.
Nice work. You did that thing, Dave.
All right, is everybody locked?
Everybody locked in?
All right.
You want me to go first?
Go.
Yeah.
We have so many friends and couples that are friends, but I'm going to go Derek and JJ.
Yeah.
Let me say
Dave and JJ.
That was so easy for y'all.
Yeah, that's the same thing I was going to say, too.
What?
Y'all, too.
Yeah, is that what you got?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you want me to show?
Yeah.
It was really easy.
Good job.
Yeah.
Jessica and Jesse.
Eat so many times.
Who?
Your sister.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm sorry you said that.
Tender.
Okay.
Keith and Jennifer. He's smacked
it. Yeah, right.
Keith and Jennifer.
That'd be a good one, though.
If I want to go ahead and say now, if we get a card that says, who is your best pretend friend, throw it out because it's going to be Keith and you all know it. That would be my answer.
Can we get a score update, Chris?
It is. Shelly and I are sitting in third place at 2, and you both are tied for first at 3.
All right.
Next question.
All right.
Which one of us is most likely to pee our pants?
Everybody good?
Nope. Locked
in. How about now? Would anybody like to go first?
Derek, go ahead down there. I'm calling you out.
Okay, me.
Point
okay.
for Derek and JJ.
Okay, points.
Unless it were me.
I also have Shelly.
I love it.
Down on the end.
Me.
Can you show for those that are viewing, watching?
Says Brian, just did.
say you, but I just didn't want to. Everybody else said their self, so it won't
hurt. We argue on the daily about how many times I was talking to you.
Too funny.
Everybody ready for the next question?
Sure.
Chris, can we get a score update?
Nope, you cannot.
If somebody cannot count.
If we got arrested for doing something, what would it be?
If he got arrested for doing something?
No, you and I did.
You're getting arrested together.
Oh, together?
Yeah, if we were arrested for doing something, what would it be?
Oh, it's easier when it's you.
You can't just put speeding.
How did you know?
Because you said it was me. It says, what would we get arrested for doing?
Let me think about this. I'm changing my answer. What would we get arrested for doing?
And if you would like to purchase this game, you can do so. If you would go to Amazon, you can get the couples game. It is only $19.99 for the day only. You can get it at a special rate of $15.99 for Amazon Premium members. That was just a diversion. That is not true.
That's all right. Just put something down. It's okay. I don't have nothing.
We should have volunteered to have a skip or two.
Just what?
Yeah,
on the practice
I think this
quiz.
One should have been a skip.
Can we skip?
It's okay. I mean, I'm okay.
Can we just make it about them or about us?
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Well, we just said speeding.
Yeah, they didn't hear that.
Yeah. I said it.
I did. I heard it speed.
All right, we're getting a skip. We're getting a skip. Everybody ready?
So we're erasing that one.
That's what I said.
Would you have said it?
No.
Well, hey, y'all both missed out on points.
This is a good one.
That was exactly what I was going to say. I wish we'd kept that one.
We just read that one upstairs.
After the show, what I was going
to
say.
We just did this one upstairs, so we're about to skip this one too. It was on the back of the box.
Also, my husband won't let me jaywalk.
I don't think you can get arrested for
that. We don't break any rules.
That's right.
No. Which animated movie should we live in?
Mm. Oh, gosh. Chuck, I'm going to vote we do another skip. Chuck Woolery.
Man.
Oh.
I know what I'm gonna go with, but I don't know if it's what animated movie should we live in. Should you
if it's on the same wavelength.
By we, I mean, never mind.
Have you got it written down?
No, yeah. Really? Answer's right. Locked.
I'm going to go first and explain how I know this, because I said way back in the beginning when we were just friends that it was going to be like a fairy tale and we were going to be friends, and I would say Snow White.
Bro, you saw her board.
Snow White, that's a point.
That was a simple one for us.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good job. Give him the point.
I started calling her Snow.
I believe he did see the board.
I've got the text messages to prove it.
He said it right then.
I'm going to go with The Little Mermaid.
Aww.
I just went with your favorite movie.
That is my favorite movie, but that's not a thing we would live in.
I don't know, do I?
I put Mario. Oh.
You ought to be proud of that.
It's a Mario.
Yes.
You're a gamer.
Oh, my God.
Cool gamer, and I love Mario Kart. Come on.
Chuck, I'm going to say Beauty and the Beast.
God dang.
Not a bad movie. It doesn't look like it's correct, but it's not a bad one.
If you're going to throw it, that's a good throw. You know? If you're going to tank the season, that's a one. That's the one to tank.
If I was really going to guess, I would have said Cars, but I figured you might just
put
down your
phone. Right now, we're in a two-way tie for cars, four each for y'all. Four for us.
Past the board.
It's close. It's so close.
Past the board.
I was just thinking about how much it's going to cost for a divorce.
First one to five.
Cost for a divorce.
No, baby, it's 10.
No, it's the first one to 10. You can't change it now.
I mean, I'm game with first one
to 5. I said first to 15. Y'all tripping.
Listen, we've been doing this for 20 minutes.
We have 20 more.
Hey, read a caller.
There you go.
He backed down, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
This sure is fun.
Ain't we having fun?
What event made us laugh the hardest together?
Oh, crap.
Gosh. I don't remember. Oh, it's the pressure.
There's been a couple.
Oh, I've got.
Okay, what's the
most recent? What makes us laugh the hardest?
I don't know.
I got it.
If we play Charades would be in there.
Oh, can
we? No, we can't talk about it, baby.
I got it.
I need a couple more minutes, please.
All right.
Have all you want.
Yeah.
What event? Okay. Can we just tell what happened?
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Hold on.
Write it down a little bit more where she can see it there, Derek.
Yeah, she's struggling to see that board, D.
I'm really thinking.
Can you hold it a little bit?
Angle it up. Really
angle the right side up a little bit.
Just gotta lay them flat.
Let's think of an event where we snorted.
Event.
It doesn't have to be like a public event. I mean, it
no,
be
no.
I just thought, I was like more like a life happening event. Like something like that.
He's trying to.
It don't have to be a public event, right?
I listen. It said what event did we laugh the hardest? What event made us laugh the hardest? I would not say that that's like a concert or a comedy show or nothing. I would just say an event, something that happened that made y'all laugh hard.
Is that what we're saying? Is something that happened that was
better?
Funny?
Just stick with your answer that you
just,
already.
Just
why? Because you've seen it.
whatever Chris said obviously got her second guessing herself. I can tell.
Like,
I know her that well. Stick with your original thought.
Go with my gut.
Go with your gut.
Okay. Yeah. I'm ready. Is answers locked?
No, I still have nothing yet.
So to fill up some time, how is everybody's day going? We can't hear you, but we'd appreciate you answering. Let us know down in the comments.
Yes,
as
please.
Always, we appreciate. If you
people
like what you're seeing
better.
So far, and if you think this is a good content, a lot of funny, please smash that like button. If you haven't already, subscribe either the bottom left or right of this screen, depending on whether you are on computer or mobile. We really appreciate it. Keeps us going and helps us get a lot of good feedback for these videos. Is everybody locked in now?
I'm locked in.
Fantastic.
Derek, since it took you the longest, go ahead.
Oh, do I get a second? Okay.
Yes. What you think?
I think it is when you came over to my house this past weekend. We had a box from Amazon.
Go ahead.
He's fishing.
He's trying to spin his answer into this story.
Yeah.
And it's just how you read the directions was so funny to me.
Okay, all right. Movie.
I love that you wrote something generic that you could like rope into anything.
You were so trying to work that out.
And
then what did we do after that?
There was this real funny movie we watched the other week.
What was it?
Okay. I lied.
I swear, I thought
listen, that's a good. That was a good try. That's a very generic answer.
You had to go. You had to go for it.
What did you get? What did you gonna say?
Your motorcycle wreck.
Not the wreck?
That's what we laughed about was because you seen a bike at Walmart. What's that? What kind of bike is that?
And what did you say? You said what?
Then he crashed his
bike. One that works.
One that works.
That's bad.
So listen, we were pulling up to Walmart. Listen, we were pulling up to Walmart and I looked over and there's a bike on a trailer and I couldn't tell what kind it was. And I'm just like, she was just driving, looking straight forward. I'm just like, I wonder what kind of bike that is. And without missing a beat, she doesn't even look at me, goes, probably one that works.
What did you write down?
Enjoy your dang Starbucks.
Walmart motorcycle, probably one that works.
Yeah. Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
We died. It was
yeah.
So
that
fun.
Is good.
Yeah.
That's good.
When I turn around,
enjoy your
like
damn Starbucks card.
Listen, God, we died.
Are we
going to
try?
Yeah,
of course we're going to try. We need
still,
the points.
Okay. We're still catching up.
What's the question again? Reminder of the question, please.
What event made us laugh the hardest together?
I'm going to say mom on the phone. My mom on the phone.
And we tied.
That's a great answer.
What was it? Like, they said it wasn't a snack to bench. You told me go with your
I
gut.
Said stay with your
what
stay
is that?
Your
didn't have to be.
Yeah, but I
they said,
I
know. That's why I told you not to listen to
this. Okay, we got
to
wrap this thing up before our viewers get bored.
I would have said that.
Oh, I thought you already had that.
So, how about this? We've been doing this for like 25 minutes. Y'all want to do next one to get a solo answer? Next one to break ahead wins? We're at all 4 points apiece?
Yeah.
Sounds like
so the next person that can get a lead is the winner.
Yeah, next person
next
to get a lead
question.
By themselves.
Where would we go if we had a blank check?
Oh, I'm finna fail this one.
Blank check. Where would we
where
go?
Would we go?
Yes, where would we go if we had a blank check? Where are you going if money's not an option?
Derek. Everybody whispered the answer.
I believe Aaron's typing the answer to Brian.
I'm trying to make sure I spell it right.
I was kidding.
I don't think I spelled it right, but it's okay.
Excuse me, I have a text.
You got a text?
Yeah. All right, my answer's locked. I don't know if I spelled it right.
We're waiting on you, baby.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Figure it
Where
out.
Where would we go?
Oh. That's the hardest thing. Is like we don't ever think about stuff like this. So we both got to kind of think about. We're trying to answer it about the other person, and I'm just like, I don't even know the answer.
Man. Y'all go.
I don't have anything to
say. We're waiting.
Oh, she's waiting on. Okay.
What you want to just skip on this one?
No, their answers.
We can skip.
They've got answers. Those are good answers. You want to just skip, and we'll see what happens?
I think if you give her about 30 more seconds.
All right,
we'll
do a little quick countdown.
She'll be locked in.
Real quick, just before I haven't mentioned this yet. Did you know that we have two wonderful sponsors of the Coffee and Ketchup podcast? Buckeye Preferred Services, a great tree service locally here in Dublin, servicing all of Middle Georgia. Their link to their webpage will be in the description of this video. The other one is Custom Sawmill, a local sawmilling plant, and they do great custom work, and they will let you use the wood that you chop down for your house. They take it to them, have it carved up, and then you can use that wood to build furniture pieces and all kind of cool stuff in your house. Go check out their website linked in the description, because they've got all kind of pictures of customers that did that, and they look fantastic. Absolutely perfect. We got an answer?
We did it, but I changed it.
Oh, my gosh.
But she knows what she's writing down, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, so let's go. Who
locked.
Let's hear it then. Lock it in. Where are we at? Where are y'all traveling to?
Come on,
B. Ryan.
Where are y'all going, Brian?
We are going
wrong.
To where's that place? This got the.
I think you're trying. Y'all are. You need to give an answer. y'all are trying to. You're trying to.
The big tall thing is it.
Paris.
The Eiffel Tower, Paris.
Nobody wants to go. You just trying to say Dubai?
Yeah.
Oh, man, Dubai would be fire. Some of the best golf in the world is in the UAE. Some of the best golf in the world is the UAE. We've never had this conversation.
We talked about.
I'm going to say the Bahamas. I know it's wrong, but I know you don't like to travel outside of the country. It makes you nervous. And that's what I'm going to say. That's fine. It can be wrong. It's okay.
See, if I would have picked that just because I thought that's what you would think that I would say. But I picked something that
you've
you
already
think.
Lost me. I want to go to Japan. No. California, never. Don't ever want to go there. You couldn't be more wrong.
All right, Derek.
I thought you didn't want to go to
the
casino.
For the win.
For the win.
No, they have casinos in Vegas.
That's what I meant.
Money's no object.
Chuck, I'm going to say Rosemary Beach.
Please.
I thought
Rosemary
gonna,
Beach.
What about the beach?
I think that's it.
That's a win.
I think that's it.
That's a win.
Congratulations, winners of the $20 Starbucks gift card. Thank you so much for playing. Congratulations. We'll have to get you like a banner made or something, man. Congratulations. I'll see if I can shoot up fireworks on this.
I'm out.
See if I can shoot up fireworks. No. See if I can shoot off fireworks at this point or something like that. Listen, thank you, ladies, so much for coming on and doing the intro and playing this game with us. It has been a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
We really appreciate it. Great idea, Aaron. Just a lot of fun. We appreciate y'all doing it.
Aaron's checked out. She's mad.
Listen.
We're famous.
She said she's already win.
Just think about how much
yeah.
she said. Listen,
yeah, we talked all
now.
That trash.
You're YouTube stars. You're
I'm
YouTube
still
stars.
She's
you
still,
are.
She's still
we're favorite. All still winners because we're all in great relationships, have great partners. We're all great winners.
Favorite daughter.
We're all great, and we're just happy to be able to do this with each other.
Yes.
Aww. All right, let's go.
You need a name you can trust. Call Buckeye Preferred Services. They are insured with over 35 years experience in custom tree felling, crown reduction, whole tree removal, as well as stump grinding and cleanup. They are cutting out your problems one limb at a time, serving the greater Middle Georgia area and beyond. You can find their Facebook in the description and call them at 478-484-2178 or 478-278-2178. 5574.
So anyways, welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much let us know down in the comments if you like that. That was a lot of fun. Thank you again to Aaron for coming up with that idea. I'll be honest with you. I think we all did a lot better than I thought we were going to do. When y'all were upstairs talking about like first one to 10, I was like, we're going to be down there for an hour.
We would have won first one to 10.
Of course.
Listen, all I could think about was like some of these questions, man, are just so random.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
It's stuff that couples don't ever think about. You know what I mean?
It was interesting, I thought. Yeah,
it was good stuff.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was a good time. That was a great idea. And I think it's going to prove for some great content. And I enjoyed every second of it.
Tell you what, I hope that couch is comfortable. Because I'm going on it tonight.
Listen, Shelly's going to, you know, I got the tent I got outside for the motorcycle now. She's going to be like, might want to pull your blanket out there. You ain't got a bike in it. Maybe you can pull your blanket out there and sleep out there.
Me and Zeus are on the couch tonight. At least I'll bring you along.
If I may, Brian, I've got to interject if I can. I know I talked in the last episode about you being out on the lot.
Don't start this crap again.
And get the sun and everything. I can't help but notice that shirt looks tight on your arms. Are you going to the gym or anything? I'm just wondering because your arm looks like it's under some stress with the sleeve of that shirt.
It looks like it's about to take it on out of there.
I bought mediums.
Okay. It's the quickest way to get bigger. I bought a smaller shirt
with a tight fit.
Got that tip right here from Brian. Right. It was absolutely free. It cost you nothing.
It didn't charge you a dime for it. That's a great way to go.
I had to ask the question. I'm sitting here going, man, that bicep is bulging.
Listen, I will say
I'm flexing right now during the show. I typically do that during the show. That's why I'm so worn out when we get finished filming.
Listen, I will say, what was it, 3-4 years ago?
Yeah.
We went to the gym in Cochrane, both got like 3-month memberships. We're going to do it. We went together the first day. I probably worked out for like the first 30 minutes and then left. You know, we're walking. He drove me there. I just left walking. I didn't want to do it anymore.
Are you serious?
He's been doing it consistently ever since. Yeah, I applaud to him. But I just don't have the discipline for it.
We went for longer than a week, though. We went for maybe three days.
That's less than a week.
You said longer than a week.
Yeah.
3 days?
Yeah. Yeah.
We probably went for a few weeks.
Spread out over two weeks.
We definitely didn't make it a month. And it was definitely like 1 to 2 times a week.
But we got all serious with it. Like, we went to Walmart and I got all this protein powder and... We were committed, holding each other accountable. Yeah. I done paid $19.99 for some workout app on my iPhone.
You got a blender ball and the whole nine
yards.
I've still got that protein and the blender ball at my house for some reason. I don't know.
It's all clumped together.
It's all clumped together.
It's got powdered peanut butter.
Yeah. Listen. Like, once did go for a few days, though, and then I remember going into work that first day that I seen, like, the minuscule of results, and I was brushing my teeth, and I was like, Chris, this morning I was brushing my teeth, man. I noticed the difference, man.
Man, that's too good.
I noticed the difference.
So, listen, Brian, you also had a great idea. You and Aaron both had the ideas for this episode. What did you have an idea for us to do for our one-year anniversary? We've completely done 52 episodes. Yeah. First episode of the new year. How are we going to ring it in right?
I'd like to talk about, like, our favorite episodes, like our personal favorite. Mm. I think I said 3.
Mm.
It's going to be difficult.
It's very difficult, yeah.
It's going to be difficult. And I'll say this before we answer, we've had a lot of great guests. So my answers are going to be geared towards the guests.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of go back and forth with how much fun I have, whether we have a guest or how much fun I have when it's just the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy them the same, but yet differently,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we have to kind of take a different avenue when we have a guest on, because we want it to be about them and talk about what their deal is and what they've had going on and what their story is and all that. But like, when it's the three of us, I love it when the three of us get together.
Yeah.
Like, that's
because there's a lot of stupidity.
Lots of stupidity.
Yeah. It's very natural too. And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
There's something to be said for not having to really, because I think when we first got started, we were we weren't scripted, but we were very concentrated on like, what are we going to talk about? How long is this going to last? You know what I'm saying? And now we just kind of – we have an idea. Mm-hmm. You know, we just naturally kind of come down here and start messing around, you know, and it seems to have worked out so far.
We've grown a lot. The beach. I would just like, going back to that, since you want to bring that back up, I was going to vote that that's not the same, because that's the most generic answer anyone can give.
It is.
I got to give him the points for putting down movies and the beach. That's a smart way to play.
You were just ready to quit.
Yeah, tip off's in like 15 minutes. I'm already going to miss it.
Oh, sure is. Yeah. Celtics in five.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
You think they're only going to win one?
Depends on.
I don't think they're going to win more than two.
Yeah.
Kyrie cannot play in Boston. We had Cleveland Kyrie
until
game one, sure. And I've been so disappointed.
Sure. Yeah.
Drew Holiday's shutting him down. Oh, anyways, so Drew. I love it. Three episodes.
Drew.
I've got my three. I just came up. I just made one up on the spot.
Cool.
Would anybody like to go first?
I'll go first with it. I'm going to go first with my first one.
Everybody's first one should be a given.
Probably not.
Okay.
And this is in no particular order.
Okay.
And obviously, I want to say this. I don't know how often our guests watch each week, but you know, if we don't mention your episode, please don't be offended, because we've had a lot of guests.
We just had a lot of choose from.
In 52 weeks, we've had. I didn't count. I was going to today, but I sold a car, so I was. A
little
busy.
Get a thing that said sold.
I only sold half. I'll about text you so.
You should have.
Like a capital. I got this thing where I text him when I sell a car. We started since I've been back. I'll text him capital S-O-L-D. So today it's just like a split deal with my buddy Jacob. So? I almost put a so on there. So what, man?
So
what do you mean?
No, he would not have picked up on it.
What did I do?
I would not have.
No. So, yeah, there's a lot of guests. I would just venture to guess in 52 weeks we've probably had 17 to 20. Guests in a year?
Oh, no.
I'll count them. Count them while one of you guys.
That's fine. I would probably say maybe 15.
Okay, Derek, your guess. Let's try to win this card back. How many do you think? Let's make this a
JJ's
damn contest.
JJ's like, don't you bet my Starbucks.
let's make this a contest.
Guess.
You said I'm gonna go with one single number. You said 15.
15.
I'm gonna stick at 17.
I would probably say. Let's see.
No, you down on the line.
This ain't for the Starbucks card.
This is not for the Starbucks card.
I wasn't in agreement of giving it away in the first place.
Over,
my baby said that's what we're doing. So
it's over and done with.
All right. Well, this isn't the closest to. This is, you have to be exactly on the number.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm 17. Chris is 15.
I'm going to say 18.
18.
You're going to go higher?
This ain't the Price is Right, Derek.
Yeah, he's definitely trying to take down.
$1, Bob.
Closest without going over.
$1, Bob.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to start it off, and I'm going to say that, like, and I, being real, this was not a very well-received as far as the numbers go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of my favorite top three, the Ben Smith. Our very first guest.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted Ben to be our first guest, and he was so gracious to accommodate that, come in, sign a jersey for us, which I still have that I need to get framed. And I love Ben. He's a great guy. Keep in touch with him all the time. And I learned a lot about him, a lot about different stuff, life with him on. So that's one of my top three, man, was episode three, international basketball superstar Ben Smith. That's mine.
One that was a good one.
One
that
of
was
mine.
Very good.
You gonna do all three? Or we're gonna
no. I'm just gonna do that one.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and start. My number one, for no particular reason, other than it was my mother, is gonna be my mom's episode.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's a lot of like nostalgia and obviously a lot biased. But just mm-hmm. being able to do things like that with her now
mm-hmm.
Is something I don't ever want to take for granted. And I really appreciate it. It was fun to have her on and just talk about food and stuff and just hear some more about her life. And that one really meant a lot to me to get her to be a part of something that I had going on and, you know, be a part of my life today. So
I enjoyed
that episode is my favorite one. And then the next two will not be in any particular order.
Okay. So my favorite episode, and I'm not spinning off of yours, but was when Mama came on. Obviously.
That's what I thought his number one was going.
Well,
I was going to let him have it.
There's been a lot going on.
He's pretty locked in at number one.
I won't go into
any
details,
but
there's been a lot going on lately, and there's a lot of positioning for favorite, whatever.
Jockeying.
A lot of jockeying for favorite, whatever position it may be.
Sure.
The number one position, and I'm really trying hard to get that. There's a lot of things that I've been trying to do, and there's a lot of things other folks have been trying to do, too.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I don't know if this is going to put you in the lead, bro.
I'm not saying that it will. love you,
pretty,
Mama.
You might be pretty far behind.
So we'll see how it shakes out. But that would be my favorite one, having her come on. And she really enjoyed it. She was concerned about coming on, but real quickly she got over that.
Yeah, she's good, but she's quick now. She don't take no mess. Sharon's one of the greatest, that's for
she
sure.
She is the greatest to ever do it. Derek, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Pass me down that Starbucks card.
I don't know.
Is it 17?
17 on the nose.
Hey, that's what's up.
And I did not cheat.
Well, of course you did.
Less than that.
And actually, the Starbucks card has left the building.
Might actually already be used at this point.
You know what's so funny, though? You know what's so funny about that Starbucks card? We transferred it to our Starbucks app, and so that card literally is no good.
Oh, what a good move.
Thanks.
That's one of them ones you take with you from the old days.
Yeah,
you know
Maybe
little tips and tricks.
Matter of fact, I got a $50 Chick-fil-A card.
Stick around for more coffee and ketchup tips and tricks.
I just love that you admitted that on camera.
So moving on.
All right, next one, Brian.
Zuri Ware. Episode 15, Don't Stop Believing.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. We're going to get copyrighted because that sounded exactly like the song.
People.
YouTube's going to be like, you can't play their music on here.
I bet you could Shazam that and it would say Journey.
No, immediately, as soon as we started.
Escape. From the album Escape.
We had this one Journey album, man, and there was this one song on there, and it was an album. You know what those are?
Yeah.
And so it goes, dang, those great, dang, those great, dang, those great. Freaking skipping.
Yeah.
I probably got my butt tore up about that. Zuri Ware, episode 15, man. That was a good episode because, you know, I knew a lot about Zuri. I knew a lot about his past and, of course, what he's up to now and doing and has been doing for quite some time. Him just coming on and kind of like, getting more in depth on the background and just where they're at now, and it was.
I'm
good
gonna
stuff,
find some
man.
Other ones because you kind of grabbed two of mine. I don't want to just.
Did I?
Yeah. I.
What
I'm
is
with
it that
you
they say about great minds thinking alike? It's crazy because sometimes it's almost like we could
finish each other's sentences.
What the crap?
That's so crazy.
That's wild. Derek, go ahead.
We have been together for too long. I can't believe
why
after like
keep throwing that up
I
for.
I can't believe like after the
I'm
first
just reminding
year.
Everybody who won. JJ and I won. If you're just tuning in,
mission. Somebody a long time ago should have separated us. I'm going to.
I agree.
We should have been separated.
I
a long
totally
time
agree.
Ago. Long time ago.
100%.
Go ahead, Derek, because he took my other two, but I don't want to just repeat the same stuff. We're going to give some other people some shout-out. Let me go through this real quick.
Don't you take my last one. I'll let you have the first one.
I ain't sure what your last one is.
I will walk off this set.
I don't think you will, Derek.
For all your professional and customized sawmilling services, contact Custom Sawmilling. They offer any product from Lowboy trailer flooring, countertops, bar tops, paneling, and flooring for your home. If you remove trees to build your future home, what better way to utilize those trees than making them into a product inside your home? Serving all of Middle Georgia, Custom Sawmilling is proudly veteran-owned and operated. Custom Sawmilling is located at 1607 Caps Browning Road, Rents, Georgia. They can be reached at 478-279-3657. That's 478-279-3657.
I don't know. I think my second favorite one. I think my second favorite one was the Mamas.
You are jockeying, son.
I really like Mamas episode a lot.
You are jockeying. So you're gonna go number one favorite, Mamas episode. Number two favorite, Sharon's episode. That's good, Derek. Still not gonna beat me out. I'm telling you, I put in work.
No, actually, my second favorite was probably Kevin.
God damn it!
I really enjoyed Kevin.
I knew he was going to say that.
Now, Kevin did say that he's supposed to get rid of his lawnmower. It's a riding lawnmower, and he's going to give it to Mixie. And he's getting it. In all seriousness, I think that.
You ass kisser.
The funniest part with Kevin's episode.
Was him getting out of prison?
Was the fact that he went back in Kroger, and the number of people that I've had say something to me about, I needed some milk, they didn't have any the other day, and I thought about calling Kevin. That, and then when we were telling a story, and he had no clue what we were talking about, and he looked absolutely frustrated, like he was fixing to get up and walk off, and just sat there and was like looking at you, and then he was looking at Chris, and he had that look in his eyes like, I don't know why I agreed to do this.
Yeah, he did.
That was entertaining.
That was a good. You know, speaking of that story I told at the beginning of his episode, I ran in to Dwayne at work about 2 weeks ago. Do you even remember the story?
I'm trying to remember.
It was about the guy trying to scam me on Facebook.
Yes, yes, I did.
Trying to get me to go do something about him.
Yes.
Grant. And I was like, Grant owes me money.
Yep. I remember that.
And then I had the picture of the 18. That was
That
was one of the greatest.
That was funny. I need to go back and rewatch. That was a good one. Rewatch some of them.
Dwayne was down at the dealership, and I hesitated to go up and speak because I was like, dang, if he saw that episode. No, I was like. And then I went and looked at subscribers and how many views we had in the most 2 recent weeks, and I was like, he's not going to be one of them 200.
130.
10 of those were me on different accounts.
Lord, the days we sat around talking about doing that.
I'm ready.
How many emails you think we can make? Listen,
I started to hire the bots over in Pakistan. Listen,
just give the man what he wants, Brian. Just send him whatever he wants.
I was like, I think we can afford this.
Oh, gosh.
I've got $37 in credit on this one car. Let's go ahead and just match that baby out, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Take what you need.
It's worth it. Hey, you know, I was paying to advertise it on Facebook.
Going back to the question.
I was boosting it.
Is it on me?
Who was most likely to pee their pants? I'm thinking it was you, wasn't it?
Yes. It might have. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
He might do it right now. All right. So everybody did their two?
Yeah.
I'm on my two?
Yes.
I'll go with Abby Hathaway.
Abby was a good one.
That was good.
Listen.
Yeah. That was a good one.
What a great story just about overcoming. You know what I mean? And just sticking with it, sticking through it, and just overcoming adversity. You know, and did it so long single, you know, and then got a great family now. I'm always big on success stories like that, you know. Mm-hmm. So that was a great episode. What is that one?
So that's
episode 14. Second. That's going to be my number two.
Okay. Go ahead and hit your number three, too, while you're at it. Since you got the
phone. Sure, I will. I think I know what yours is going to be.
I don't know.
I'm not really trying to take yours.
You can take it if you want to.
I will. I'll take Stephanie.
Go on, take the money and run.
I'll take Stephanie for a couple reasons. Because it's another one just kind of about, you know, overcoming adversity and success. But I think just from a podcast standpoint, it was the first one that really hit.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and I still remember how cool that was. Having her on, you know, and then seeing the results. And I think to this day, it's probably still the most watched episode that we've ever had. It was the only one I think has ever broken 1,000 views.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just being able to have that story and have that positivity and have it go as far as it did and have it reach as many people as it did is kind of what we started to do originally. You know, the whole idea of this was. So to see that as that success was really cool.
Yeah.
All right, but that's my three.
That was a good one, man. I remember we were going to a Braves game because we filmed that on a Saturday morning. And Casey and I were taking his son to the Braves.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yep, and they were upstairs waiting when we got done. And I just remember how that felt.
Everybody was nervous until the conversation in the kitchen, and then we were like, oh, man, this is going to be good.
Yeah, it was fantastic. My honorable mention, and I have to say this because this would be my third But there's a reason that my third is my third and why this one didn't get it. But I will give an honorable mention to Wayne Baskin.
Mm-hmm. I toyed with that one.
Yeah. Wayne drove, what, over 2 hours to come down on a Saturday morning?
Like Metro and Miami.
To come be with us and to do the show. I saw him last week in Atlanta, and he was just as gracious then as he was when we first met him. And certainly very grateful for him and appreciate him coming down and spending the time with us. And
I caught him outside the room at the conference last week, and we talked about Star Wars for like 15 minutes.
I'm sure.
Just chopped it up.
I am sure. My third is going to go to Episode 7, Chucky.
Chucky. Listen, I got a good reason why, too.
That's the same reason as mine, yeah. Filmed an entire episode.
Like 50 minutes or 50
something. 50-something minutes. Yeah. Had a great time. Had the first time we had anybody call in live.
And
fit that in. And he came right back in and did it again.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the something had shut down on the computer. It did an update or something. And it shut off like 15 minutes in.
Came right back in. We were
like, man, none of that's going to be usable. Mm-hmm. And he was like, all right, let's do it again.
Yeah.
I'm getting
like a champ.
Wait a minute. I'm getting some notifications here. Someone is, I'm not sure who this is from, says, get Chucky to bring you home.
I wonder who or that would have come from.
Someone's messaging me that they're not even in my top three. What the hell? Get Chucky to bring you home. Well, technically, this episode has not aired yet.
So
when it does, it will for sure be my favorite because you were on it with me, honey.
So I got to tell you what my third, if I may.
Sure.
I don't want to interrupt.
Go ahead.
So my third favorite was when we had Kenny Rogers.
He's still with us.
After he had the surgery, Botox or whatever it was he had. No, in all seriousness, I know we didn't have Kenny Rogers on. But when I was scrolling through, I was looking at the episodes, and that was one of the ones.
Did you just tell her?
It was a picture of Kenny Rogers and
Chris.
So in actuality,
Chris,
my favorite, my
I,
third
I,
favorite.
I got to let you in on something now.
Hold on a second.
I've got to let you in on something. Live, because you're gonna hear it, and I want you to hear it from me.
I think that's probably best.
Do you know why Derek makes the Kenny Rogers the Kenny Rogers clothes?
No.
I got Botox.
See, he's not even wrinkling.
My forehead don't move. And I've been telling her not to tell nobody. She just told your wife off camera.
Well, so, listen.
How red is my face?
Listen. Right now?
That's why Derek is.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. The wrinkle-free cat is out of the bag.
Kenny Rogers references.
It looks fantastic.
Thanks, man.
It looks fantastic.
That's been his gig at me because he
said it like three different episodes, and I'm just like,
I wouldn't give it up, though. I wouldn't give up.
We're leaving the doctor's office, and I said, we cannot tell Chris. He is going to give me hell about this. He's going to pick on me so hard. Now everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
It was.
Now everybody knows. She swore to secrecy, and she has betrayed my trust.
Yep.
Welcome to a healthy relationship. It happens all the time.
Absolutely. Okay? Absolutely.
So, in all seriousness.
Especially for a good laugh.
Oh, gosh. That was good.
I just pissed my pants. Just
that was
bit.
Good. I'm glad you finally fessed
I'm out. Up. I'm out now. It's over with.
So.
God dang.
Go back and watch the episode of that part now. It'd be real.
I'm done with the show.
The way I'm looking at him whenever I talk about it. So, anyway. anyway, I really enjoyed having Lily on.
Oh, yeah, man.
Not only because, you know, I've known her, been talking to her family and her now for several years through the radio station. And then that was the first episode we did the Zoom call, and that was a lot more work for you, obviously, Chris, because that's the first time we'd ever done that. So,
and the last, I think.
And it went well. I mean, I know we had one glitch, one issue we had. But
it took us a couple of weeks, but we got there.
Yeah, it was. And that was a good episode, and I'm glad that that's – out there that, you know, she can go back and look at, you know, down the road at some point too. And it'll, I think it'll mean a lot to her too. It obviously mean a lot to me, you know, as far as our relationship with their family and everything. So that's, that would be in there as well for me.
I mean, I think all those are very good. And like Brian said earlier, anybody who didn't get mentioned, you know, it's nothing, you know, we've enjoyed all the guests and we appreciate what you did in coming on here. Pretty much everybody came on here relatively nervous and did it anyways. Mm-hmm. A lot of people came on and shared stuff about themselves that they hadn't really told anybody. And we appreciate that. You know, everything that goes into doing something like this, it's not easy. As our ladies just learned, you know, and to have the courage to do that and come on, we greatly appreciate all of our guests that have been on.
For sure.
If you didn't, your name didn't get mentioned, you know, just know that we appreciate everything you did. I appreciate what you've done to help us out.
Let me read you a little something, Chris.
Read it.
Derek mentioned about he and I going back and forth on this totem pole that we've been placed on in our lives. And so without going into a lot of detail, I messaged him yesterday on my day off, and I said, that didn't hurt, did it? And this is the first time he had heard from me yesterday at all. And I just, out of the blue, I said, that didn't hurt, did it? He said, what? I said, when you just fell from first place to second. He said, did you and Aaron block my number again? Talking about my mom's phone. Like, did we get in my mom's phone and block his number?
Because that happened recently.
Because he was trying to, so he couldn't call her. So I said, we're sitting with her, feeding her Luann's. He said, man, I got it locked in. One biscuit ain't going to bump me. I'm watering her plants and getting the mail. I said, I'm cutting the grass and cleaning the pool. He said, I changed the oil in her car and I washed it. I said, we bought her a new car and bought her Jiffy Lube.
Stupid.
In which he threw the white flag.
That was it. I was done then.
So what y'all want to do? Y'all want to do another year?
Listen, we appreciate everybody tuning in and watching. You know, it has been a fun year. It's been some work, but a lot of fun. We appreciate y'all riding with us. We're definitely going to do it for at least a little bit longer. You know, but we appreciate y'all taking this journey with us and watching in every week, you know, and participating and getting the merch and just everything that y'all have done to kind of support it. We really appreciate it. Again, thank you to our sponsors, Buckeye Preferred Services, since day one. Wouldn't be a podcast without them. And our newest Custom Sawmilling and everything that they both do to help us out. Like I said, the links to their websites will be in the description of this video. T-shirts, I think we got a handful more. You can reach out to us at coffeeandketchuppc@gmail.com. If you want to reach out and try to get one of those, we got limited sizes available, but check and see what we got. We'd love to get one on you.
I got good news, make an announcement that I hadn't even mentioned to y'all yet. We're in talks, our agents, with some production crews out west that are
do Botox.
They all have Botox out west, so I'm sure that these guys do as well. And they're talking about doing a spinoff show, and it's going to be where they have guests that have been diagnosed with COVID or the flu, and they're sitting around eating French fries, dipping it in ketchup. It's going to be called Coffin and Ketchup.
You're so stupid.
That's a stretch, man. Don't laugh at. Don't laugh at.
You're
that.
You're so stupid.
Don't laugh at that. That was so terrible.
The emblem in the middle is going to be some fries.
Listen. Thank you all for tuning into this one, especially. We're excited for the episodes that are coming up from all of us here at Coffee
thank
and Ketchup.
Thank you to the ladies for joining
thank
us.
Thank you to the ladies for joining
us.
Thanks again
to the ladies for participating. They did a fantastic
job.
We
would have won for a game to 10.
Oh, my God. Thank you for participating. They did a fantastic job from all of us here at Coffee and Ketchup. Me, Derek, Botox, Kenny. We will see y'all in the next one. Peace!